Discovering Our Past is a history website developed as part of the College of Charleston's 250th anniversary. For more stories, audio recordings, and images, please visit discovering.cfc.edu. Toll Library. This National Historic Landmark is one of three historic structures in the college's iconic cistern yard. It served as the College of Charleston's library from 1856 to 1972. A library collection existed before the rest of the College of Charleston was formed, thanks to support from the Charleston Library Society and 1,200 volumes it received in 1771 in a bequest from John Mackenzie, a wealthy Goose Creek planter who owned several plantations. Much of Mackenzie's wealth came from indigo and rice cultivated by enslaved people. A fire destroyed most of the Mackenzie book collection during the Revolutionary War, but many volumes still survive and are part of the library's collection today. The college's first library was located in Randolph Hall, but after a natural history museum was installed on its third floor in the early 1850s, the library had to be relocated. The college's collection of books had been meager and undistinguished until 1852, when Dr. Lingard A. Frampton donated his private library of more than 4,000 books. This prompted the first serious discussion about the need for a dedicated library building. In 1854, the South Carolina General Assembly funded the new library's construction. After first considering building an addition to Randolph Hall, the college trustees chose Charleston architect George C. Walker to build a separate library to the west of and perpendicular to Randolph Hall. The stucco over brick building, designed in the classic Greek Revival style, was completed in 1856, housing a collection that continued to receive private donations up until the Civil War. This collection was temporarily relocated inland during the federal occupation of Charleston, 1865 through 1868. At some point during the bombardment of Charleston, 1863 through 1865, part of a shell had hit the library and passed through the roof and through the table where a professor was sitting. In August 1866, trustees learned that many books were still in crates in a train station in Camden, South Carolina. One trustee proposed taking out an insurance policy on the college buildings and their contents, but the college's income had now been greatly reduced. The state of Elias Ory, for example, could not meet Ory's pledge to contribute $500 per year due to the calamities of the war and emancipation then followed, resulting in a disastrous reduction of the means of the estate, as reported in board minutes. The college persuaded the city of Charleston to pay the insurance premium. In 1970, the library was named for Edward Emerson Toll, class of 1934, who'd served as the college's chemistry department chair, dean, and acting president. Toll Library remained the college's main library until 1972, when Robert Scott Small Library opened on the west side of the area known today as Cougar Mall. The interior of Toll Library became a learning resources center with audio-visual equipment and a language laboratory. From 1987 until 2010, Toll Library housed the Office of Admissions during the college's most significant period of enrollment growth. In fall 2017, the Office of Alumni Affairs relocated to Toll Library, where it houses offices for staff and serves as a welcome center for alumni returning to campus. The college's third standalone library building, the Nathan and Marlene Addestone Library on Calhoun Street, opened in 2005 at the corner of Cumming and Calhoun Streets.